Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, Paul, is it still as cold out there as it was when I came in this morning? It was freezing this morning.
It's actually turned into a lovely day. I was in the sea with my little boy there. It's
in the sea?
The sunshine, it's very
were
nice.
You swimming? Hello, Paul.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, were you swimming in the sea?
Yes, we were.
Very
yeah.
good.
In Dorky, yeah, lovely.
In Dorky, all right, very good indeed. Okay, so Paul, as in Paul Whittington, tell me about it, time-wise, movie-wise. So, yeah, is this Netflix or big screen or what is it?
Well, no big screen at the moment, unfortunately.
Right.
One is
obviously
Netflix and two are streamed and all are pretty good, actually.
Okay.
Enola Holmes is...
Enola Holmes.
It was released yesterday, and it's based on a YA novel, and it's actually quite enjoyable. You were a big Stranger Things fan, Dave, and it's Millie Bobby Brown is the star.
I watched the first series. I didn't watch the next one or two, so I can't have been that big. But go on anyway. Yeah.
You liked the first one, and then you got annoyed by the second one, if I remember correctly.
Something along those lines. Yeah, I just thought.
Yeah.
Move on, Dave. You know. Yeah.
I think she's about 17 or something now, but she's a very good actor. And in this, which is a rather charming thing, which in a way has some of the sort of steampunk stuff that Guy Ritchie had, but doesn't have all the annoying, you know, extravagances that stop the story all the time. Basically, it tells the story. She is the much younger sister of Sherlock Holmes and Mycroft Holmes. And her mother, who's played by Helena Bonham Carter, disappears. Without trace, and she sets out to find her. Mycroft, who's played by Sam Claflin, and is a bit of a bore in this one, actually. He wants to send her off to this awful, you know, school for young ladies. But she escapes and goes to London, and it's all about, and Sherlock, who's played by Henry Cavill, Sherlock in this looks like he's been to the gym, but he's kind of bemused by her, but she turns out to have a lot of his gifts, and she's very resourceful. And it's good fun. It's charming. She breaks the fourth wall all the time. It speaks to us directly. And there's a nice little plot going on involving the suffragettes with whom her mother was involved. And I must say I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. It sounded a bit contrived, but as it turned out, it wasn't. It's very nicely told and done, and a good cast.
So is this kind of Sherlock Holmes for little kids?
No, it's more sort of teenagey than that, and then it's perfectly accessible as grown up a drama. Like it's no less grown up than Guy Ritchie's were. I don't know what that means exactly, but you know what I mean. It's perfectly, anybody could watch it, and it's a lot of fun though. I think if you were a teenager, it might be more fun.
So I thought the Guy Ritchie ones were actually pretty good. They were absolutely outrageous, but some of the editing when they explained what was going on with residue out of guns and fantastic stuff.
No, they did have some charm to them. And actually, the second one was quite good. Jared Harris played, what's his name? Moriarty. I thought that was good, the second one. But a bit up itself in terms of constantly interrupting the story all the time to show off.
And Robert Downey can actually, he can be a stretch too far sometimes in these roles. Anyway, okay, so that's good enough. So it's definitely thumbs up. Enola Holmes is what it's called. What else is there?
There's two films, one called Monsoon, which is on IFI at home, and people will remember Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians is the charming...
Yeah, he's the lead in Crazy Rich Asians, and 2 years before that he was presenting the travel show on BBC Two.
Yeah, I know, but he's actually a good actor, and he proves it in this, because he's just a kind of sort of Asian Cary Grant in Crazy Rich Asians.
He was the dad on that one that we mentioned the other week that's done entirely on a computer, which I've suddenly forgotten the name of.
No, I don't think that was him, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it? I thought that was an American, Chinese American actor, but I could be wrong. You sounded so confident.
That's half the battle. Anyway, go on.
In Monsoon, which is directed by Hong Kao, he's basically a British Vietnamese man who returns to Saigon to scatter his mother's ashes. He fled with his parents when he would have been five or six at the end of the war, and he's now come back to scatter ashes. And it's a very haunting film because I think he expects some kind of homecoming, but it doesn't happen. He doesn't really speak Vietnamese anymore. There's a distance between him and his cousins because he's essentially British. He's also gay, which he doesn't have a problem with. But in fact, that's simply used as a device for him to meet people like this African-American guy whose father fought in Vietnam. And he's settled there, but he has issues about the war. In fact, the war is the constant undercurrent. But it's a very nice film. It's very under in the way it's directed, and Golding's really good in it. There's a moment where he's on a train, and he starts staring at this elderly woman who's sitting across from him, and she clearly, he never says so, but she clearly reminds him of his mother, and he has this whole little emotional moment in which he says nothing. So, as I say, it really shows his versatility as an actor, and it's a very interesting film.
So can we file it under haunting and thoughtful?
We certainly can.
Good. Monsoon is what it's called. Yeah. Definite thumbs up for that. Anything else?
Miss Juneteenth, which is Juneteenth. On iTunes, Amazon, you know, Curzon, etc. this is another thoughtful film, not haunting, just thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And it's basically about this African-American single mother from Texas, who's played by Nicole Burberry, and she's called Turquoise. And when she was a teenager, 15 or 16, she won the title of the film, by the way, comes from Miss Juneteenth, which you may know, but it's basically the day on which African Americans celebrate the end of slavery. And we don't hear about it much over here, but it's obviously a big thing that's caught on. It started in Texas.
Yeah, it was getting big in the last 2 years, actually.
And they want a
full holiday for it now, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting big, and everything else in America, it's getting politicized as well, although it probably was to begin with anyway. This single mother, Turquoise, she won the Fort Worth Miss Juneteenth pageant when she was 15, which is kind of sort of a beauty contest in a way, and it earned her a college scholarship, and now she wants her daughter Kai to do the same, but Kai doesn't want to. It's her mother's dream, not hers. She has other ideas in terms of what she wants to do. She's interested in dancing, and it's a lovely film because they're at loggerheads, and yet they never seem to allow the battle at the moment to get in the way of their affection for each other. So it's a very sort of tender film, and it talks a lot about you know, how for African-American women, negotiating your way through America, it's never been easy, but it's particularly difficult and charged at the moment. So it's kind of all about that, and it's an interesting film.
OK, so that's Miss Juneteenth, which is a complete thumbs up. Monsoon, complete thumbs up. And Enola Holmes, which is on Netflix at the moment. That's a new one there, which is also thumbs up.
Yes, it's fun.
Right, it's fun. All right, anything else, Paul, we should know about? No.
No, nothing in particular. I'm trying to think. I was watching on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it. It's this documentary about how social media works and how the Silicon Valley sites developed all the, what's it called? They developed all these ways of sort of almost leading you, the user, by the nose towards ads. And what's it called again? It's brilliant. The name will come back to
me. Well, here, I'll check it up and I'll talk to you about it next week. The Social Dilemma, is it? No.
Yeah. Yes, it is The Social Dilemma. Very good. Right. It's absolutely excellent now, I must say. Very thought-provoking.
All right, well, I haven't seen it. Well, listen, Paul, thanks a million. I'll talk to you again on the programme next week, right? Good man. Take it easy.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.